This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Qatar's top diplomat said Thursday that experts are racing to reopen Kabul's airport in Afghanistan, but warned it's not clear when flights will resume, with many still desperate to flee the country's new Taliban leaders amid concerns over what the rule will hold. Officials with the Islamist militia group claim they are in the process of building a government with a ceremony soon planned at Kabul's presidential palace. In the wake of their rapid takeover, the Taliban have sought to calm fears, including pledging to let women and girls attend school and allow people to travel freely. But many are skeptical, and Britain's foreign minister stressed on Thursday the importance of engaging with the new rulers to test their promises. Amid uncertainty about Afghanistan's future, tens of thousands raced to flee the country in a frantic U.S.-run airlift that ended ahead of the final American withdrawal earlier this week. A suicide bomber targeted the evacuation efforts at one point, killing 169 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members. American and other coalition forces are now gone, and Kabul's airport, a major way out of the country, is now in Taliban hands but is closed. Qatar's foreign minister warned Thursday that there's still, quote, no clear indication of when it will reopen. A team of technicians from Qatar and Turkey flew to Kabul on Wednesday to help restart operations at the facility, the first aircraft to land in Afghanistan's capital since the last American plane flew out on Monday. The UN says the airport is crucial to providing the country with humanitarian assistance at a time when it warns hundreds of thousands of Afghans are in need. Find more at voanews.com.